KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Plenty of high school basketball around the area last night. In postseason girls basketball, Class 4A regional finals, Harlan makes its third straight trip to the girls state basketball tournament as the Cyclones, the defending Class 4A state champions, defeat Lewis Central 55-19. Taylor Frederick had 16 points, and Taylor Wagner tossed in 14 to lead the way for Harlan as they make a return trip. The number one team in the state rankings is 23-0. They'll play Cedar Rapids Xavier, who's 17-6 on the season, in the first round of the girls' Class 4A state tournament. That'll be an 8:30 p.m. game on Tuesday, March 3rd in Des Moines. Last night in boys high school basketball, we had a couple of games for you from Guthrie Center here on the radio. In the first game, it was Peyton Sherdan getting out to an early big lead, and they went on to a 75-45 win over Adair Casey. It was 13-0 before the Bombers were able to sink a free throw and get on the board. It was a 44-21 game at halftime, and Peyton Sherdan had little trouble from that point on. Noah Jurgensen led the way with 24 points, 19 also for Colton Fitzpatrick to lead the way for the Rockets in that contest. 16 points for Emmett Wheatley. Charlie Terry had 14 to lead the Bombers in that game. Peyton Sherdan improves to 19-3, and they move to the district finals. Also in 1A district semifinal, another game heard here on KJAN. It was Nottoway Valley defeating Griswold by a final of 56-40. Now, the game was very competitive last night for the better part of 3.5 quarters before Nottoway Valley pulled away late in the basketball game. It was a tie game at 37 all before Nottoway Valley finished the game on a 19-3 run to win the contest. Jackson Lamb was the majority of the scoring for Nottoway Valley. He finished with 32 points in that basketball game. Drake Reber had a dozen to lead the way for Griswold as Nottoway Valley improves to 17-6, and they move on to the district finals. Also in 1A district semifinals last night, Fremont Mills got 14 points from Sam Phillips and a dozen from Jason Rustin in a 55-42 win over Stanton. Sydney got 14 each from Dylan Lucas and Eric Rodriguez as the Cowboys beat Clarinda Academy 56-54. Austin Stelk had 20 points for Arweva, leading the Rockets to a 50-43 win over Tri-Center. Sam Sorensen of Tri-Center had a game-high 25 points in that game. Sean Flanagan had 26 points for Maple Valley as the Rams beat St. Albert by a final of 58-47. Also was Earlham downing Bedford 73-55 in 1A semifinals last night. In Class 2A district finals, it was Trainer over Shenandoah 73-55. Trey Robinson and Nolan Chapman each tossed in 22 points to help lead the Cardinals to that win. Panorama a winner over I-35, 55-30 the final. Also IKM Manning a 67-46 winner last night over East Sac County as those winners all advance in tournament play. Well, fifth-ranked Wisconsin was unable to clinch at least a share of the Big Ten regular season title. The Badgers fell to a conference newcomer as Dez Wells scored 26 points to lead 14th-ranked Maryland past Wisconsin 58-53 in College Park last night. The Badgers ended a 10-game winning streak and dropped to 25-3 overall. They're 13-2 in the conference. Elsewhere in the top 25, Darren Hilliard scored 19 of his game-high 24 in the second half, and 6th-ranked Villanova's 89-61 Laffer against number 25 Providence. 9th-ranked Notre Dame dropped to 3rd in the ACC standings as B.J. Johnson scored 19 points and Rakeem Christmas added 14 to carry Syracuse past the Fighting Irish 65-60. North Carolina State won at Chapel Hill for the first time in a dozen years, downing 15th-ranked North Carolina 58-46. Also, number 18, Arkansas earned its 7th straight win, outlasting Texas A&M 81-75, and number 20, West Virginia, a 71-64 winner over Texas. Kansas State is getting ahead of the storm. Wildcats Athletic Director John Curry promises to revisit the school's security procedures after an upset of 8th-ranked Kansas Monday night resulted in fans storming the court. Jayhawks coach Bill Self was crushed against a press table, and Kansas forward Jamari Traylor was body-checked by another fan. Assistant coach Curtis Townsend had to peel away still more fans, shouting profanities and making obscene gestures at his players. Curry apologized in a lengthy statement to Kansas counterpart Cheyenne Zenger, Self, and his team. Kansas State intends to review video of the incident along with law enforcement personnel to try to identify the fans who became unruly. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes can give their NCAA resume a boost with a win at home over Illinois. Perimeter defense will be a key as the Illini guards are dangerous from three-point range, but also effective at driving to the hoop.
clearly important in a game where there's perimeter quickness, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, whoever you play, I mean, you can't let the ball get in the lane regularly, you know. And if you can keep it out of the lane and, you know, limit your help recovery situations, you're going to be better off.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Hawkeyes never discuss the ramifications of a game. Illinois coach John Gross says he's been impressed by the Hawkeyes.
I know they've got a lot of older guys on their team that have been through some wars, a lot of guys that we respect that are good players, and, you know, it's going to be a big-time challenge for us.
Iowa's 8-6 in the Big Ten, Illinois 7-7. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. 7 o'clock is pregame, 8 o'clock is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. The 12th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones are at home against Baylor in the Big 12. The Cyclones dropped the first meeting with the Bears on the road, and Coach Fred Hoiberg says they need to slow down Baylor forward Rico Gathers.
They're throwing it to him on the block, drop step. He's added a jump hook. He's knocking down mid-range shots right now. You know, he's just become a very complete player. You know, you can't just play off of him maybe like he did in the past. You know, he's obviously a rebounding machine, but, you know, I've been very impressed with what he's added to his offensive repertoire.
Hoiberg says the key against Baylor is solving their zone defense. Baylor coach Scott Drew says the Cyclones are tough to beat, especially in Hilton.
They're good anywhere, but at home they're just at another level as far as shot-making ability and stopping their runs, and they're so good in transition. So, I mean, that's why they're one of the top teams in the country.
Drew says this will be a tough test for the Bears tonight. That's an 8 o'clock tip time up at Hilton. The 10th-ranked UNI Panthers are at home in Missouri Valley Conference play to take on Evansville tonight. The Panthers are 15-1 in the league race, and they've not lost since falling at Evansville in their Valley opener.
Always one of the hardest teams to prepare for, one of the hardest teams to play against, extremely well coached. Their motion offense is different than what a lot of the teams run, and they do it very, very well. They defend you, and they rebound, and just tough and hard-nosed like their coach.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. With a victory, the Panthers would set up a title showdown at 11th-ranked Wichita State on Saturday, but Jacobson says tonight's game is also a big game for the Aces. And in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals are sending ace Adam Wainwright back to St. Louis to be examined by a doctor after his workout Tuesday was cut short by abdominal pain. General manager John Mozeliak told Cardinals.com that Wainwright would be seen by Dr. Michael Brunt of Washington University Thursday and said the team would provide an update after that exam. Mozeliak said he wasn't overly concerned, given the ailment is unrelated to the pitcher's arm. Wainwright threw his first bullpen session of spring training on Friday. The team said discomfort in his abdomen had bothered him in other drills and when he was running. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.